what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crap Ins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the wonderful and hilarious and lovely and superb Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello, Ben.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Good. What a sweet episode of Below Deck Med. I thought it was so good.
It was hilarious to me. I was cracking up. The whole thing was so hilarious and ridiculous. I don't know if I necessarily found it sweet, although I thought the very last moment, even though I thought the very last moment was ridiculous, I couldn't deny that for them it was a very romantic moment. But I was,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Come on, you cold-hearted snake. Oh, look into my eyes.
I am a cold-hearted snake, and I said it was. I was like, you know, that's pretty cool for them. But I also just, the cynic in me just couldn't help but feel like, oh, Kyle, you've just been sold the vacation fantasy. I'm sorry for you.
Well, vacation fantasies are so romantic. It's when you still believe in people, you know?
Yeah. You know what's less romantic?
What?
A lack of professionalism.
Hey, he didn't blow the guy on the boat. Okay. So to that's me, that's true. A win. I feel like he deserves a raise for that. Because I really thought this was ending with Kyle, you know, getting butt sex in the guest room or whatever. And Captain Sandy like, well, you know, that was but I don't know about butt sex in the guest suite. Okay. But if we're giving away the whole thing. I mean, it is a recap, so I guess people have already watched this. But I was very proud of him because last week I was like, oh my God, don't be going down on somebody with open sores in your mouth. Like, come on, basic sex education people. So I felt like a real old queen this week when I was like, oh my God, congratulations. What wonderful behavior and closed mouth kissing. I felt like a nun at a Catholic school dance.
I don't know. I mean, again, I was surprised at how much I was like, you know, that was like a lovely moment for them there in the street. Like they were literally, it was literally like a rom-com. They're kissing in the street. Traffic is waiting for them. I was like, that is kind of cool. But then I also spent a lot of the time being like, oh my God, this is so ridiculous. And just like the things that Kyle was saying was so over the top. Like, oh, I just like to be in your aura. Like, I've never met someone who's grounded me so much. I'm like,
you're on. Yeah, Kyle was like writing his vows the whole episode.
I know.
For
I'm
sure.
Like, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, you're his employee right now. I don't know. It was so crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was cute. But yeah, Kyle was definitely like that. But I was like that when I was younger, too. I mean, in love with everybody at all times. So that's why I don't date, you know, because I'm crazy. I'm crazy like that. So I got it. I was like, that's so nice. And then Frank was like, I just lost 85 pounds. And I was like, oh, my God, Frank. And look at you. Congratulations. You won a Kyle, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know, pretty cute. Anyway. Okay, thanks for being at this recap, everybody. That was it. Bye!
So the episode opens up. Oh, by the way, go to watchacrappins.com. Go to patreon.com/watchacrappins and support us on Patreon. So the episode opens up with... we're in the middle of this around-the-world meal where Natasha has decided to do a wine pairing, and it has slowed down Dave's service. So unfortunately, his very difficult-to-make sliders are not as fresh as he would like them to be.
Yeah. People are like, what is going on? Oh my God, the bao buns are out of order. So Kyle's like, so everybody, what have we got here? And they're like, bao buns. And he's like, China, bao buns, maybe undertone, but everything's vegetarian anyway. So let's try this wine.
Yeah. And Dave is just like stewing down there. He's like, everything's been a failure. It's been a total failure. Just like,
Dave, are you saying something down there?
No.
Are you tired, Dave?
Yes. Fish and chips. We've got fish and chips coming paired with red wine for England. And now all the guests are over this shit, you know? It's like how two buck chuck tastes in every country or whatever. So they're over this shit and they just start ordering cocktails. And Kyle's like, well, they didn't rock the ball, I see they. So the chef brings up dessert and he's like, what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I was, keep going.
Well, he
yeah.
says desserts here, guys. Is that not what happened?
No, it's just I was just laughing because I love that when the fish and chips were presented, they're like, where's this from? Like, yeah. Japan, you know, like, and she's like, England. So anyway, they did also one of the gays did the thing that you love, which is that when they clear the dinner, the gay goes, hated everything, as you can see.
And Kyle's like, oh, I can tell. So then chef brings up desserts and he's telling us, well, they love it, but I had things ready to go at once. They could have pulled whatever wine they wanted. They could have just said, wow, I like fish and chips. I'll have this wine. Wine pairing makes life difficult. Well, you should have fucking listened. Also, your food is all just stupid fried food, Dave. Stop acting like you had some like classy ass. You were putting fish and chips next to sliders next to what was the other thing he had on there? Was it a meatball? It's like wait, gross, Dave. Make an effort.
There was like a ravioli in a bowl.
Yeah, so you're going to have a ravioli next to a slider next to a fish and chips. Like, you're lucky she had this all separated, because if it was all served at once, they would have been grossed out. I guarantee.
This was also, I believe, the first meal we've seen without a red mirror glaze on something.
Oh, no, there was like, a glaze on this.
On the
oh, no, gelato? No. You're right. This is gelato.
I didn't say it was the
glaze
first
comes later.
Yeah, later. I was like, how is he going to turn this chocolate cake into something that has red mirror glaze? And there it is.
And one of the girls is like, the gelato's dairy-free, right? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, he is a blessing. Dairy-free gelato? Ah!
So then Jennifer wants to get into pajamas and she's like, wait, you guys, she says it to Kyle and to Natasha. She's like, you guys should change into pajamas also. And Kyle's like, well, all I have to listen to the primary, so I guess I'll do that. I was like, I was surprised he didn't just like rip open his like his shirt and just already had pajamas on underneath.
It's a onesie. So Chef and Tosh in the kitchen, she's like, that was a hectic service, wasn't it, Dave? And he's like, it was shit.
Well, but they loved it, Dave. Maybe it was the wrong decision to do wine service because it was hectic, but the guests loved. Dave, did you love it?
Like I once loved you until my heart was ripped from my chest, thrown on the ground, stomped on without even a red mirror glaze.
Did you say something, Dave?
It was fine. No.
It's fine. It's fine. Just the pinings of a boy raised around car fires.
Ah, you're tired.
So the guests they're complimenting each other's pajamas. And one's like, oh my God, fancy. This feels expensive. And he goes, it's from Amazon. Which I feel like is all of our conversations at all times. This is really nice. It's from Amazon. So
So Kyle changes into like a shorts and t-shirt combo, his like sort of tie-dye-ish kind of thing. So he goes in and Natasha is like now transformed into like doting mother. She's just like so happy that her son is playing with friends. She's like,
he's playing with his guys. It's lovely.
And she says,
it's a pizza party. It's a theme. We have themes every night on board. My favorite theme is girl who likes to party a lot and has a house where people party at. That's my theme. I love a love story. I've always been this rebellious angel. People think I'm a sweet innocent, but I get away with murder. Literally. To me, a good story. Something is about love. And then murder.
It's like she probably is a murderer. She's starting to come off as a murderer to me. Are you getting murderer from her?
Yeah, I am getting murderer. You know, she's like,
bad decisions make good stories.
I'm like, well, thanks. I have a broken arm and now you've got a story. Great. By the way, speaking of love, etc., I made a huge wheelchair on the last Below Deck podcast, where I announced very proudly that Hannah was going to be on the CBS Love Boat reality show. I was wrong. She is going to be on the real Love Boat, but she's going to be on the Australian version, which I guess is premiering around the same time as the American version. So understandably, it was very, very confusing to me. So I apologize, and I want everyone to reset their expectations of seeing Hannah when they inevitably pretend that they're going to watch the real Love Boat.
Yeah, on the American one, you still get Rebecca, and, not Rebecca, what's her name?
Yeah, Rebecca Romaine.
Romaine and Jerry O'Connell. Just not Hannah. All right. Yeah. There will be no honey eyes.
It's very sad.
So Kyle watches way too much Bravo. So he's with the guests and he's like, I know what we can do. Let's play Rose and Thorn.
Yeah, so doing Rose and Thorn of the Charter. So this guy Daniel says, well, first of all, meeting all of you was for sure the rose, because you guys are just absolutely lovely people. I mean, the fact that you guys are so nice to us, it's almost like you're being paid to be nice to us. It's crazy.
And Kyle's like, well, I'll go. Oh, I was going to go first, but I'll go second. I've never thought I would be attracted to another person in a long while. But I saw his smile, and you're so genuine, and I believe in love again.
Yeah,
he's okay.
I was like, whoa, he has such a calming aura when I'm around him. It keeps me very grounded and secure, and I love the energy, and I want to be around you and get to know you even more. I'm like, this is a lot.
You're crazy. What is wrong with you? Calm the fuck down, dude.
It's Rose and Thorn, not Rose and Horny.
So he's like, cheers, quiz. And they all cheers. And then it shows Sandy's bed and the door, or Sandy's bedroom, and the door is closed. And then back, and Frank and Kyle are cuddling. And Kyle's like, oh my God, your fucking eyes.
I know. He goes, I could definitely get fired if I'm not careful about this interaction. But being part of the LGBTQIA+ community, it is very difficult to find a true connection. And what's more important, job or something that feels like a true connection, but is really just a guy on holiday who's just opening his heart for a little bit so he can have some fun and then go back to the States and probably won't call me again. You decide.
Kyle, it's the boss. I need to stop you. I need to do some work things, Kyle, even though I feel like a cock block.
It's all right. We've got the rest of our lives, don't we, Frank? I'm never going to wake up another morning without being Frank's aura, I'll tell you that much.
Let me tell you something. When you play Rose and Thorn, you can get rid of everyone else, but as long as Frank keeps that smile, it's going to be a great game. Mm-hmm. So now they're cleaning, because it's been up to... Kyle's been basically just hanging out until like 1:45, and Natasha's like, let him, which I actually think is pretty cool of her. Like, it's not professional per se, but like I think that's pretty chill that she was just like, okay, you go play with your friends. I'm going to do this stuff on the side.
Well, if she was doing the work, you know what I mean? Like, if she was like, okay, he's found love, so I'll do the work and just let him have a night. But she didn't do the work either. She did half-assed work too, because Talia has to wake up and deal with it the next day. True. And she's like, what's the big deal? It's cleaning. Oh, really? Then why didn't you fucking do it? So anyway, she's talking to Kyle, and she's like,
well, I don't want us to be in trouble with you being over familiar, you know what I mean? So I shouldn't hug you anymore. Not with me, Kyle. I haven't even wiped down the bar. What a mess.
So they clean, and she's texting her boyfriend. She's like,
love you, la. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, this text relationship they have is just getting worse and worse.
As it is.
On. It's just like another Dave, right?
La, which makes sense. Yes, I think she likes getting these guys and she likes getting kind of psycho guys and then just pushing all the psycho buttons.
Yeah. I mean, that's how those relationships work, right? She loves the love bomber, but then she like resists the love bomber at the same time. And then the love bomber goes nuts. But then they also push her away because they're love bombing. It's all fucked up. So, basically, they run in, they see Z talks to him. He's like, oh, I saw you guys looking really cozy on the couch, you know? But more or less, they all just go to sleep. And so
now it's like, well, when the tip is higher, you better remember he's responsible for that, eh?
So, yeah, they go to bed. And the second day of charter, Sandy's looking at paper maps, which I thought was like a fun departure. She's like, listen here, screen, liar. Okay, listen here, liar screen. It's not showing me wind. I'm looking at this paper map and, yep, still don't see wind. God, it's a conspiracy.
Oh, geez, this is just my old Indigo Girls poster. Okay, where are my maps? That's real embarrassing.
So Talia is like, oh, hey, Kyle, Tasha, thanks so much for the missing the laundry. Thanks.
And then we see Courtney jumping in the water and getting on the jet ski. They're really trying to push this storyline that Courtney's great with the jet ski and just getting better. And this
Courtney
is
with
arc.
The tender. Wasn't it the tender or was it the jet ski? I don't remember.
Oh,
but I
last
love
week
this
was the
arc.
Tender, but now it's the jet ski. This moment this was the jet ski.
I love the arc of Courtney going into the water to get the water stuff. So funny.
Can she do it? Can she get on the water thing and hook it onto something? So Kyle still passed out, and then Courtney does this thing. She's like talking to is it to Kyle or to Z, where she's trying
Storm.
To do to Storm, right? She starts doing like a South African accent, but she just sounds like herself, right? She's just like, "Hey, I'm South African. I've been to Johannesburg, Cape Town, and I like to twerk. That's me, Courtney from South Africa."
So then we go to Chef and Talia, and they're talking about the guests having fun. And she's like, they did have fun last night, right? And he's like, well, all I saw was Kyle over there. And she's like, well, I don't know. They're making some
it's
small
Talia,
talk.
It's Natalia. Yeah.
It's Natalia.
Natalia.
That's why.
She goes,
sorry.
Well, I can't
got
be
so
bothered.
Confused.
I can't be bothered by Kyle in pajamas because the boat is dirty. Okay, they left the boat like a pigsty. The stairs aren't done. The floors look manky. And you could have done so much to put me ahead this morning, but you didn't. And furthermore, I don't do deep. So shut up.
Honestly, I'm over it.
So thank you, because I have Tasha written down. Damn it, even I fell for
stranger.
Their twin bullshit.
Yeah, I've done that a few times. It's a much stranger interaction if it's Tasha saying that stuff.
So then Storm and Z are working with the slide, and Natalia's cleaning walls angrily. She's like, look at me, cleaning a wall. Would have been nice if this wall was cleaned when I woke up, but it wasn't it, dirty wall?
And then we see Z jumping off the boat to connect a line to the slide. So he's sort of like getting in on Courtney's story there. And then... And then Natasha is giving Kyle coffee. Like the morning coffee delivery is a very like big part of the season. So the fact that she's making him coffee symbolizes something. She's like, I'm going to give you coffee. And unlike some other people, I don't leave it at your door for you to open the door and knock it over and start your day that way. Isn't that right, Dave?
What?
Did you say something?
No.
So Natalia sees this, and she's like, well, Kyle, well, you're enjoying your lovely coffee. I did the floors, the main deck, the deck, the below deck, the above deck, the behind the deck, the around the deck. I even did the deck that Courtney was putting on a chain and trying to bring up on the outside, all right, which she did heroically, I might add, all right. You know, Tasha's like, well, if the shoe had been on the other foot and she'd been up to 4 a.m. cleaning, she would understand. I mean, it's a bit of cleaning. It's not like it's the end of the world.
Yeah, it's obnoxious, though. Like, you guys were hanging out, and now she has more work to do today and just makes it all harder. So, yeah. And then we see Z trying to climb the slide. He's, like, being jokey. They just pretty much cut to Z just doing something silly anytime they needed to transition to something. So it's just Z on the slide. And then they're like talking about uniforms. Kyle and Natasha talking about uniforms that the guests are going to wear for the little Olympics thing that they're going to be having. And then Natasha gets a text from her boyfriend. And the text is like, just let me know at the end of the days. You're doing okay, so I don't worry so much. That's all. Like, dude, you work on a yacht too. You understand what being a chief stew is all about. Why are you acting crazy like this?
He's controlling and crazy. So then Kyle is one of those people who sees a whistle and blows it. I'm sorry if you're that kind of person, anybody out there, but I hate you.
Oh, that's such a specific and accurate read.
isn't it? Because they have whistles for props for this Olympics thing, and he sees the whistle. He's like, oh my God, it's a whistle. Oh my God, fucking
A. Sandy's like, touchdown. Oh, I don't even know why I said that. I just felt something happen on this boat.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Storm is telling the deckhands, he's like, all right, guys, I'm going to say something that I said to my passengers the first time I drove my car when I was 6 years old. Be super loud and fun and shouty in case anything goes wrong for the Olympics. And Jason goes, you mean be like an American? Yeah, that was some commentary for me because I worked in commodities.
Yeah, that's you, Jason. Super cheerful and vibey. It's what everybody says about you. So Storm's like, I didn't know I would be boasting, but now I can't imagine anything else. I want everybody happy so I can say I did everything I could as hard as I could to make them happy. I'm like, okay, calm it down, crazy eyes. Okay, back down, mustache. So now everybody's getting dressed for their costumes. They're just basically swimming suits, right? So Kyle puts on one of the lady swimsuits. He's like, oh, and then pulls the back up so it's a thong in his butt cheeks.
Yeah. And then also I noticed that one of the gays had a tattoo of the scales of justice on his back, which I thought was kind of funny. I was like, let me guess, you're a lawyer.
Yeah. Well, while you're getting fucked, you can have the person fucking you thinking about like fairness. Like, come on. How about you stop lecturing me while I fuck you? How about that?
Oh, God. So then now they all gather on the back and Sandy's like, welcome to the Maltese Mini Olympics on board motorhome yacht. We have the Adams family over here because that's Adam the primary, even though he's not getting any screen time because Frank is stealing it all from him. And then we got Team Home, and they are already bobbling because the signature of our boat is losing stability. All right, who wants to start?
I'm not going to do this entire Olympics game. It's a bunch of people yelling, screaming, and running around the boat. I will say this. Here's a whistle. Here's a whistle. Look at me not blowing. I just want to prove that I can hold a whistle without blowing it until it's necessary. Okay, it's over. Oh my God, she's got so much restraint.
Well, there's a line, Kyle, okay? And part of being a crew member is knowing where that line is in terms of blowing a whistle, okay? Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody, back to work. So then Kyle's like, not me, I'm going down the slide, my thong. So he runs over to the slide and slides in with the guests. And then he's like got his arm around Frank in the water. And the captain's just watching this like, oh, geez, is this what's happening while I'm in front of the Netflix? My God.
Oh, she's like, I got to stop watching that Tinder swindler because I'm really missing out on some stuff.
So thank gosh, like, if I wasn't so obsessed with what's going to happen with Emily in Paris, God, it's a dangerous place for such a young girl.
I really can't get sucked into Russian Doll any longer because there's a lot of hijinks happening on deck that I need to be taken care of. Hey, Kyle, back to work now. Back to work. Back to work now. Kyle, hey, Kyle, I got a whistle up here you can blow. Come on, Kyle. Come on.
So Kyle's like, come on, Frank. Come down the slide. I want to see you, Frank. Come on. She's like, Kyle, I mean it. Get back to work. And she tells us it's a fine line when guests want to hang out with you. You know, some people don't know when to end the fun. But if you respect yourself and your industry and Emily, who's alone in Paris, who knows what could happen to her, don't cross the line. But I trust every crew member until they start doing heroin in their toes and snorting up, you know, Drano and any other kind of illegal drug that shouldn't be allowed on a boat, like Canner. I'll trust them.
Listen, I trust every crew member until they act like hot water in a Parisian apartment and turn cold, as in cannot be trusted, okay?
So then Court's like, I'm going to do the jet ski. I was like, oh, God, here we go with part 8 of the documentary of the twerker and the fucking jet ski. Okay. So Storm's like, why if she's the jet ski queen? I mean, she's coming hard. That's how I would do it.
And then Kyle is getting very anxious that he's going to get in trouble from, you know, acting blatantly unprofessional. And he's like, I have never felt this torn before. I mean, rule number one, don't get romantic with guests, not even guests who have just the most amazing smile. But I don't want to lose this. This is probably going to happen once in a million charters. And I need to figure out a way of showing my interest without losing my job. I'm like, I think that's too late. I think that your interest has been noted and observed. I think the time to try to show that with subtlety has way passed.
Yeah, that ship has sailed, buddy. And he goes, I mean, come on, Tosh. We've been good, haven't we, Tosh? Haven't we been good? And she goes,
No, not really. Oh, sorry.
So now everyone's working except for Jason. And Courtney's hauling the banana with Z. And Z tries this whole, like, obviously, we have chemistry, but we both know we like each other just as friends. So we're just friends. It's chemistry. Straddling a banana and thinking of nothing else but friendship. Oh, it's like, poor Z.
I know. In moments like these, I learned how to be professional because as a child, I once had to do dishes. Thank you. That's a little callback to my backstory. So then Natasha gets a text from her boyfriend, and it goes, I know you're busy. I'm sorry. Why? Don't date people who send these text messages. He's like doing a guilt trip text message in the middle of the day. This is not good.
So she's like, well, should I reply that I can't talk right now?
Kyle's like, yeah, reply that. And then upstairs, Storm is sending Jason on 15. He's like, all right, you take 15 and then come back. And then Colt, when he's done in 15, you follow when he's done. She's like, all right, should I do the Tinder again? He's like, oh my God, don't have any more gold medals to hand you. All right, that arc has already arced for now. Give it 10 more minutes.
But, I mean, you could honestly just throw, like, a towel out there and I'll go down and fetch it and attach it to a hook. I'm fine with really anything. I just really like this storyline of mine. He's like, fine. But so he tells Jason to go down. He said it's at 7:17 and he says, Jason, go down, take a shower, eat some food, and then come back up in 15. So, meanwhile, Dave is in the kitchen making a cake. And the cake, he says, it's the Black Pearl. He's going to make a cake of the Black Pearl from, like, Pirates of the Caribbean. And he said it's going to be like a chocolate cake. And he says, you know, I've made the Black Pearl once before and it was all dark chocolate. And this time it's a pink one. It's definitely next level. No, it's just another one of your cakes that has red mirror glaze on it.
It's three boxes sliced together with some fucking mirror glaze on it. Come on.
It's not even like carved to sort of look like a ship. It's just, like you said, it's just three boxes next to each other. Dom, so, I was watching with Dom, and he goes, it looks like spam that fell in the water.
So Kyle passes by Natalia, and he's like, how are you doing, Talia? And she's like, everything. I'm doing everything. It's like, uh-oh, this is about to blow. So then another text from La. He's like, I'm just so desperate to talk to you.
And then Natalia's like doing the tablescape and everything, and Kyle has now found Frank in the hallway and he's talking to me, and Frank is like, I'm sad, it's the last night. He's like, it's not the last night, it's never the last night, I promise you. Mm-hmm. Like Rosenthorn.
So then on the deck, Courtney's asking where Jason is, and Storm's like, don't know, find him. I said 15. It's been 45. And Jason's like, what? He said to eat and shower. I can't do that in 15 minutes. And Courtney's like, I'm just passing it on. Just passing it on. That's what's been talked about upstairs. I sounded country when I said that, right? Like I'm from the South? No, not at all.
So Storm, Jason. Can't he do the static? No, that wasn't static. That was me just going. Anyway, I'm putting on my blacks. I'll be ready in 3 minutes.
And Storm's like, I told him 45 minutes ago, 15 minutes. And Z's like, there's always at least one person like Jason in the workplace who's always got to be defiant. I don't respect that.
You know, because a good worker does his dishes. Good people do dishes. I'm doing dishes now. So then now Frank needs waters, and and Kyle pretends to hop into his arms. It's no big deal. Anyway, so then Kyle finds Frank. He goes, "That face of yours." Can you just? I was like, he just was laying it on so thick. It's just like it's. I mean, it works actually. That's the most amazing part.
Oh, so then. The captain comes into the galley and sees this pink boat cake thing. And I'm like, wow, how's she going to react to this? You know, because she's so picky about stuff. But since this is her, like, Pollyanna season, she's like, oh, wow, it's beautiful. He's like, isn't it, though? Did you say something, Dave? Did you say something? God, I could marry you after seeing this.
So now they're all getting ready for dinner. Liam gets into drag, and he becomes like, he's beautiful. He
beautiful. Actually
looks quite like gorgeous, and he looks quite a bit like Naomi from Southern Charm too, I'd like to add. And then meanwhile, Courtney and Z are just complaining about Jason. They're just like on like the bow or the stern. They're on one end of the boat, and they're just complaining and saying how everything's an argument with him. And how, like, he should have so much more respect for Storm. But then he, like, comes and, like, interrupts them. And so they're like, did he hear? Did he hear? But, of course, he's like, Storm and Z and Courtney, like, they've got their little clique. So I feel absolutely like I'm an outsider. So, yeah, it sucks for me for sure. I'm like, well, you're an outsider because you're an asshole. Like, who wants to hang out with the asshole? Who wants the asshole in their clique?
Bullying. So then Talia is... I don't know. I wrote Talia into Bambi. What does that mean?
Because Liam's alter ego is named Bambi. And she's like, oh, I'm not into girls, but I could be for Bambi, especially if she does her cleaning like she's supposed to.
Would Bambi go to bed with a dirty bar? She wouldn't, would she? Oh, I love Bambi. All right.
So now it's happy birthday time. So they have some pinocchi and some courgette Italia. And Z is asking the chef if they're going to go get shit-faced tomorrow. And he's like, oh, no. Two nights in a row, I haven't caused trouble. I'm just going to go ahead and keep it like that then.
Yeah, I got to keep to myself because tequila and me, we don't get along. So then Dave is presenting the food and Talia's going down to clean the rooms. She's like, oh, my Jesus, Lord in Christ, pray for me, this hairspray and all the countertops. And
so Kyle comes to check on people at dinner. He's like, hey, what's dinner? And Frank's like, even better with you here. And he's like, oh, you ready for dessert?
He's got his hands on his shoulders. So... it's like so crazy. So
then, just because we haven't done it yet this episode, Kyle, you're fired. You're fucking fired. Okay? Know, it's the so... fuck off the boat, dude.
Oh, God. So Sandy is still just like, now the cake is even more finalized because now there's sales on it. So now she's like, wow, that's crazy. I can't believe you made a pirate cake. Wow. You know, it reminds me, you know, I once was, you know, attacked by pirates. Have you ever heard about this? It was Somalia some years ago. It was a crazy thing. Hey. Did everyone leave their galley when I started telling the story again?
I can't believe she didn't start telling her pirate story. I thought that's for sure where this was going. But instead, she's like, wow, you know, I'm such a child at heart. I love cake just like I love puppies. Not puppy cakes. That would be disturbing. I wouldn't love puppy cakes, but I would still love puppies and cake and think, God, I wish I could make you into a cake. And then I would feel bad because there are, in fact, puppy cakes in that alternate reality. But I love ships, and I've never had a chef make a cake like this. This pirate ship is very cool. Did Saddam try to come on and steal all of your provisions, yes or no?
Can we put a little figurine of me at the front of that pirate ship saying, I am the captain now? And you know, okay.
So they all sing happy birthday, and then Kyle goes, oh my Lord, that's moist. And the cake too. Oh,
I think he's really abusing the number of times you can use the word moist in a single day. Like, I feel so like there's gross. A limit, and he has really flown right past that.
Oh. So Z and Storm are like, Z's trying to talk Storm up for the docking. Storm's like, it's going to be just like last time, right? Just like last time. When you got to make a lane change, but you can't quite reach the gas, you just believe in yourself. Take your eyes off the road. Slip your little tiny five-year-old leg down there. Hit the gas.
It's like I always told my younger self, if you wash the plate before you put it in the dishwasher, you're wasting your time. Just put it directly in there with confidence. You can do it, Storm.
So the guests go change because they're going to have a hot tub moment. And then Talia is down in laundry and Storm and I don't know, it's bedtime basically, right? So then Storm is eating Cadbury biscuits and Natalia's like,
nothing like a good finger before bed. Oh my God, let's cuddle.
He's like, all right, my wife.
So then now it's like late, it's like 12:03 and Jason comes to relieve Z of for anchor duty and he's like, oh man, sorry man, I'm like a little late, I'm sorry. And she's like, no stress. He's like, I kept on thinking it was the other alarm, not even sure what my own excuse means, but that's what I'm gonna go with. He's like, all right, cool man.
I didn't know if it was my alarm for not giving a fuck or if it was my alarm for like, fuck you, I don't give a fuck, but one of them went off and I thought it was the other one.
So then
we get some Talia. Okay, yeah. So then we get some Talia stuff. She's like, you know, I like Storm, but I've got trust issues. My last relationship was 2 weeks, and I was like 17. So we were at dinner, and then he got a text from his girlfriend that she wanted him back, so he left me. And he left me the bill. It's like, wow, what the hell is going on in your love life? Every time we get a little snippet of her love life, I'm more and more horrified. Poor girl.
And that's why I'll never go on a date again to the Olive Garden. So now all the gays are getting into the hot tub and Z's back in his room with Storm and he's saying that like Jason was 2-3 minutes late and Storm's like, anchor watch is 10 minutes early, always 10 minutes early, 10 minutes early. So Z's like, well, no, he did apologize. You know, he said he's mixed up, you know, his logs and everything. But Storm's like already just like lost his mind.
So then Talia goes to bed and she gets into the upper bunk and she's like, there's a bathrobe on her. Is she wearing the bathrobe or is it just on her bed and like the belt is hanging down? And Courtney's below her and she starts pulling on the rope. And Talia's like, what is that? Fucking Courtney is still attaching shit to the lift outside, even in her dreams. Okay. She's having her arc dream.
She's like, I am the tender now.
Yeah. She's like, I'm attaching a rope to the tug the small boat up. She's like, what are you talking about, girl? Fucking Courtney. So funny.
She just loves attaching things to things.
Yeah, she's like doing it in her sleep. I mean, that's what they say about something you're passionate about. You know, you should be practicing in your sleep. Eat, sleep, and breathe it. What do they say?
I don't know. I'm like a lunatic right now.
Dream, sleep, and... Okay, dream, so anyway.
Dream, sleep, and dream it. So anyway, so now upstairs, Kyle is like the bartender at the hot tub. So Frank is talking to him, and Frank is like, it seems like a lonely job, but it's like, it's cool because you can travel the world, but it seems like you're alone a lot. And Kyle's like, oh, I am. I'm alone here. Because of that, I struggle to find a partner. I'm like, well, you're also not obligated to find a partner at your job. Like, that's sort of the way work happens, you know?
Also, I know he just came out of the closet, but he did have a boyfriend for like years and years, except for the past few months, right? Like, he's been in a relationship for a break. It's like, that's why I don't have a partner. You know what? You can make it more than a few months without a partner. I know it's hard to believe, but you can do it. You're doing fine, Kyle. And Frank's like, but you know what? You have like that gay, like, wit. Is it okay? Am I allowed to say that? He's like, yeah, you're allowed to say it. Yeah, well, you have that. I don't have that. I don't have gay wit.
That was such a... Well, first of all, Frank doesn't need to be stated. Second of all, I like that he was like, sorry, can I say gay wit? How apologetic he was. Like, it was offensive. It's like, it's not offensive. It's sometimes it's all that we have, okay? Like, you're going to fall in two categories. You either have the abs or the wit, okay? And Frank, you're in the abs category.
Yeah. So Kyle's like, well, I think it's from defending myself. Look, if it's an awkward situation, or diffuse it with humor. And Frank's like, that's a gift. Like, literally, like, I'm just like a deer in the headlights. Oh, but that's so cute. So adorable. I don't like talking about myself. What about you? Like, you don't like talking? What the fuck are you talking? Yes, you do.
I know. Like, you tell, like, every charter has been something like, hi, welcome to Motor Yacht Home. I just came out of the closet last year, and my boyfriend of 12 years left me for a woman. Would you like to see your room?
I'm going to die alone. Would anybody like a drink? So... Kyle's like, oh, but you're so cute, you're adorable. And Frank's like, he says, what about you? Kyle's like, tell me something about yourself. And Frank's like, I just lost like 85 pounds. And Kyle's like, oh my God, that can make anyone moist. He's giving me heart. I love it. I love it.
That's really sexy for me.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So everyone's decided to go to bed, and Kyle's like, sweet dreams, my little 85-pound lighter boy. So then they have like this very, very long hug, and Frank is like, you're such a warm, fuzzy. God, I wish I had gay wit right now. God. Fortunately, I just have an amazing body.
So everybody goes to bed, and Kyle tells Tosh, oh my God, I'm so fucking horny. Moist, if you will.
Can we just go to bed already? Can't...
You know, I thought for someone who doesn't have a vagina, you certainly have a lot of liberty saying moist all the time, Kyle.
So in the morning, Tosh starts off with a text from La, and it says, tell me we're together. And that you want to be together. I need reassurance. Where are you? You're not texting me back. Are we together right now? Reassure me. And she's like, oh, there's not enough hours in the day. I feel guilty because my boyfriend's having issues with me continuing to work with Dave. But I don't know what to do. Fucking, you shouldn't have gotten back together with him over text in the first place. Turn off your phone. That's what you fucking do. You're going to go start more drama with Dave. Dave hasn't even done anything, okay? And I'm no Dave fan, but Dave hasn't even done anything. Now you're going to make this about Dave needing to quit so your other boyfriend who you don't even see can feel better? I mean, what the hell, lady?
Yeah. Like, well, here's something that you do. Don't go running back to your ex the moment the stuff with Dave falls back, like right away. Like, just wait till after the charter season's over. But Ronnie, I regret to inform you, you did gloss over one of the more appealing story arcs that emerged at this point, which was the arrival of the pigeon, which is that, like, as the sun rises on Motor Yacht Home, there is a pigeon that is now walking on the deck. And at first you think it's just a cutaway because it's just a pigeon, but then they keep cutting to this pigeon walking back and forth. And then Natalia makes some orange juice for Captain Sandy with a big note that says Captain Sandy in bubble font. And then Natasha actually brings the orange juice to Sandy, and Sandy loves this orange juice. And she's like, that's good orange juice. So she sticks her head out of her door outside and says, by the way, that orange juice was very good. And then the pigeon just comes in and is like, this is my moment, and just interrupts the scene and then flies away. And I have to say, Pigeon, you really one-upped Courtney there with your storyline. I have to say.
For real. I know. And I like that the pigeon even walked along the shiny wall and stared at its reflection before it went for its scene. Did you see that? It, like, walked right and, like, looked at its reflection. Was like, brrr. And then did the mane fly into Sandy's face.
It's pigeon was like, the pigeon was like, cuckoo. Like, one of my motivations to fly around yachts is that actually when I was 7, I was raised in a city where there was a lot of cars on fire. And I have a child that's back in Florida, and I do this all for my child.
Well, it may not be the best job in the world. But at least it's not heroin anymore.
So then in the tiny little coffee hallway down in the galley, Tosh is making coffee. And, you know, she's like sitting there staring at it because it takes a while. So she's like making a little coffee. And Dave is standing right behind her in this tiny hallway, just staring at her making the coffee. And she's looking away so she doesn't have to look at him or the coffee.
I know. It's this very, like, fraught moment with the Keurig. And he's,
Dave, are you trying to say something?
Does she even need to froth that milk? because if so, she could feel the steam coming off me at 180 degrees a sec.
Dave, did you steam something at me, Dave?
No.
Hiya, hiya, Dave. Would you like some coffee?
So Tosh tells the guests it's time to go, and they're like, aah! They're like crying. And Storm is calling Jason to the bow ASAP, ASAP. And Kyle is texting with Frank, and Frank's like, would it be able to hang after the charter? Sorry I said that's without wit. I wasn't born with it. And Kyle's like, why don't we hang after dinner? He's like, oh my God, that was charming. Okay.
Wow, that was so witty. I can't resist. Also, Frank is the sort of person that writes "Good morning, it's Frank," as in GMORNING. Like he mixes "Good morning," "Good morning" together. I guarantee he also writes "Prolly," PROLLY.
And I like that he's so insecure. He's like, "Good morning, it's Frank." In case you didn't save my number last night. Are you kidding? He not only saved that shit, he's paid the $19.99 in the background check. This guy's going to fucking marry you, whether you like it or not, buddy.
I know. I'm like, Frank has so much power in this situation. I don't think he realizes it. So, anyway, they're going to be hauling Inca at 9:45. And Jason is still not on the bow, despite having been alerted at 9:15. And so Storm is like, Jason, 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 do you copy? Jason, 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 Jason. And guess who shows up? The pigeon. The pigeon comes back.
Jason's playing with the pigeon from hell. So funny. And he's like, Jason, Jason, bridge deck after. He's like, yeah, where's your radio? I've called you 3 times. You need to respond. He's like, sorry I wasn't moving fast enough for you, Storm. I'm not a fucking dog. Okay.
Dog might have been more effective at this point. I mean, even the pigeon's showing up for work.
The only person I'm getting any fucking respect from is the pigeon. Okay, bro?
The pigeon's like, hoo, hoo. He should show Storm some more respect. Hoo, hoo.
Even the pigeon's ignoring me now. Thanks a lot, fucking bullying pigeon.
The pigeon, they're like, I don't know about that pigeon. I sometimes wonder, this is not a time, I don't have time to teach the pigeon on the job. The pigeon just has like a little blonde bob on.
So Kyle is telling the guests, oh, I'm so excited for tonight. Tonight's going to be the bomb.com, all right? And your outfit better be on point, Frank. And they all laugh. And oh my so God, witty. Guys, I need to cry about something. Courtney's doing an amazing job with that Tinder. Here it comes. Here it comes, guys.
The tender's going up. The pigeon saluting her. The pigeon standing on the railing just saluting her like, my hero. So fenders are up. Hauling anchor. Anchor's in the packet. Let's go back to deck, guys. So they're all heading back. And there's packing. And now Courtney is getting really nervous ahead of this docking. She's like holding lines and she's pacing and she's talking to Z. She's stressed out and she just, you know, after once you've conquered the tender, you know, the only thing left to conquer are the dolphins. And I think this is starting to dawn on her now.
Yes. So she's freaking out. She's like, what do I do with the ropes? I don't know distances at all. Oh my God. Did I send like I was from Mexico City? Because that's the accent I was going for there. No, Court. Still didn't get it. So then they start calling it. She's like, B2, B5, 15 meters, 3 meters, 87 meters. One of those has got to be right? 76 meters, 90,000 meters. Right? Oh, my God. All right, just throw the line, Courtney. Throw the line. Oh, my God. Fuck, I don't know distances. Throw the line, Courtney. Okay, are you ready for the line? And she gets the line across. Applause. Applause.
Yeah. Yeah. And they dock. It's amazing. So
so everybody lines up and the guests are hugging them. And then Frank and Kyle hug really, really deeply. And Frank's like, I want to kiss you. And he's like, well, do it later at bomb.com.
I want to kiss your witty, witty mouth. So then Adam gives a speech. He's like, hello, this is the primary here. You may not remember. I was the one who did say that my thorn on this trip was that I bit my lip going down the slide. I don't know if that made it to air or not. But anyway, I want to thank you so much for putting out the water toys. And thank you for putting out the slide. And the food was amazing. And, you know, it's times like these. I just, you know, kids, if you're watching, you can go to bed. Daddy won tonight. I was like, are you giving an Oscar speech, sir? Like, come on, let's wrap this up. There's some people who have to make out tonight.
I know. He's been stood up this whole time. He's going to say as much as he can. And he's like, but most of all, we feel like you guys became our family. And I am profoundly grateful. Thank you. Okay, go. So Kyle's crying. He's like, oh, I'm moist. Literally, though, this song.
I've got moist voice.
So now for tip meeting. Charter 4. I am pleased with everyone. Wait, hold on. Stop. The cake. That was insane. Leonardo da Vinci, keep your ear, buddy. You deserve it, okay? What an artist. Okay, all those toys, not easy, but you conquered the slide. The games, those were awesome. The way that all I had to do was order a whistle from Norma, and Kyle immediately blew it. Amazing. So with that, I have an announcement. I'm making Storm Bosun. Storm, congratulations. You are Bosun Wind.
And please welcome your new third deckhand, the Pigeon. Welcome on board, Pigeon.
Okay, the Pigeon is staring at itself in a reflection of a glass, so we'll just congratulate her later.
We'll have to come back to her. Now listen, there's one thing I want to talk about. If you're on the clock, do not poop on the teak. That was for the new guy. Okay, but with that, I have an announcement to make. Oh, I already made my announcement. So here's my next announcement about not announcements. There's a line when it comes to mingling with the guests. When I say everybody get back into uniforms and back to work, that doesn't mean go back down the slide. I mean, yes, they're friendly, they're attractive, and for one of you, might be the love of your life. But when we're wearing our uniforms and signed on to this vessel, we are professional. We can't forget that. By the way, our next guest requests a shirtless waiter party. I mean, Storm, you have to dress up like a fireman again.
Cough laugh. When we're on the clock, we're not on the cock. Okay? Not anybody specific. Not anybody specific. And Kyle's like, hey, me! Thanks for putting that subtle comment in there. That's very, very funny.
Kyle suddenly complaining about someone being too blatant about something. So,
sorry for the cough. Right. I vaped when I was laughing at the same time.
Ronnie, there's a line when we're on the clock doing a podcast. There's a time for fun, and you got to know when to stop the fun with your vape, okay? Anyway, we got a $20,000 tip, which I feel like is pretty good. Not the best tip, so if anyone was thinking that all that flirting was going to get us a few $1,000s more, you're wrong. Here you go.
Listen, you know, ass doesn't equal class while we're on the rhymes, okay? Just because these people were very nice and had great asses doesn't mean they weren't completely happy with chicken fingers, fish and chips, and little tiny hamburgers, okay? Listen, you get, sometimes that's just what you get, okay?
So Kyle's like, well, you do, because after Sandy leaves, he's like, you know, guys, I mean, the guests said that they felt like we were their family, and like, how do you make that connection with it crossing the line at a certain point? I'm like, well, you just don't cross a line, and then you can do it just as well.
Fucking Kyle, my God. But this is where I wrote, I'm so proud of him for not blowing Frank on the boat, because I really thought that's where it was going.
It was like, impressive.
Good for you. Good for you. You're still fired, but good for you.
Yeah.
So Natalia's like, Kyle, there's a line, okay? Here's the guests up here, and this is everyone else down here at the bottom, and this is you, even below the bottom, all right? Can someone hang me off the boat so I can show Kyle how low he is compared to the guests?
Talia, your metaphor doesn't even make sense. If you're saying that I crossed the line, why are you putting me so far away from the line? I don't understand.
She was funny in that. I cracked up at that. So Z is asking for a rap and a twerking song from Courtney. So she starts her, you know, cringe rap.
In her Chinese accent. She's like, I'm here, I'm rapping on a deck because I've got a chamois and there's teak. And the teak is on fleek because we're on a yacht and you're not. And I love me some tender. And I'm going to go on a bender tonight. Sorry, was that a totally offensive Chinese accent?
Everyone get that. So Jason's like, wow, what rhymes with bullying? So then we go to Chef and Tosh, and he's like, can I talk to you real quick? She's like,
should we go upstairs, Dave, or should we talk with you stand behind me at the coffee machine while I pretend I can't feel you there?
And he goes, listen, now that we're sitting somewhere else and the pigeon isn't watching, we don't have to be friends, but we need to work together. And she's like,
well, I'm just not going to say that I said this all to you last week, but now that you're saying it to me, somehow it's now fine. But anyway, we obviously know there's nothing going to happen between us now, Dave. We both understand that we both can get on with each other, especially with you staring at me creepy style while I make coffee. Am I right, Dave?
Well, I had feelings for you and you broke my heart and I was upset and I'm not afraid to say it. And I know it's not going to happen and I'm a big boy, but still, I think you're a great person. It's not going to change, especially after you sire my fourth, fifth, sixth child, and we watch them grow as a family and bequeath them the farm that we've earned and worked for together as a couple, as a married couple. She's like,
well, I'm sorry, Dave. Did you say something?
No, I didn't at all. Can I just give you a hug?
I suppose if it makes you feel more awake. Are you tired, Dave?
So they give a nice hug. And I was like, wow, what a sweet episode. Is the season over? Because this feels like a season ender, right?
So yeah, it's a sweet episode until you realize, like, he's saying, like, everything that she proposed, but he's saying it as if it's all his idea, like, 2 weeks later. So, like, whatever.
Yeah, but when the stalker's like, I'm not going to stalk you anymore, it's still nice. You know what I mean?
He's like, I just want you to know that when you are using that Keurig and I'm staring at you in the Keurig, I'm not really stalking you. I'm just more fascinated to see if that Keurig is ever going to overpour, you know?
Oh, yeah. So then Storm sees on the deck that the water's still turned on. And he's like, why is the water still turned on? Deck crew, meet me on the bow. Not finished. We are not finished now. And Courtney's like, but I thought Jason said he did the bow, says the French girl.
Yeah, because Jason said he finished it and then he like left shit out. And so, and Jason's just sitting with having a beer with Dave and he's like not even going to the bow to check it out. So so Storm walks by and goes, Jason, there's still a few more things to tidy up. And Jason goes, are you fucking kidding me?
And Jason's like got his foot on the table. I mean, I don't know if he does, but in my mind he does. He's just like totally relaxed, like having a good time with Chef. And he's like, oh my God, Storm, what are you doing now? He's like, there's a couple of things to tidy up then. So then the captain announces that they're departing at 900 a.m. So have fun, but not too much fun. And so Kyle's like, hurry up. You're going to make me late for me, man.
And Dave is not going to go out tonight. He's like, if I drink lots of spirits, I don't act like myself. I can't hold my tongue. And since me and Tosh spoke together, I'm quite humble and I don't want to fuck it up again. It's so much easier to get along than it is to have any sort of bad vibes with each other. So tonight, I'm going to stay back and think about things I can put a red mirror glaze on. I'm thinking beach ball.
What other things can I make with a square shape and mirror glaze?
Ideally, slightly lopsided.
Wobbly mirror glaze, wobbly mirror glaze. Mirror glaze on the wall. Who's the wobbliest of them all?
Did you say something, Dave?
No, mirror, I didn't.
So Kyle is like, oh, I want to see Frank and get some quality folk. So they all get in the vans, and in one storm is Jason, or in one van is Jason and Storm, or Jason and Storm, and then everybody else is in the other. And it's so awkward. Jason's like, oh, okay, yo, okay then. So yeah. Then they're silent and it's juxtaposed with the other van where everybody's partying, you know, and having a great time.
Right. And then so then they meet up with the charter guests, the former charter guests outside. And they're all, it's like they're all so happy to see each other. It's actually really sweet. Like they're all like, we know what that's like. We're like, you know, and you all like, it was just like new vacation friends. So they're all like partying and Frank and Kyle are like hugging. And, you know, Frank's like, I'm so happy you're here. Like, honestly, so happy. And Kyle's like, honestly, I'm so glad to have met you. Like, seriously, like, I want to do something fantastic for you. Like, I want to take you on an Amtrak ride and stuff like that. I'm like, I think that's a totally lovely and sweet sentiment. But this guy just chartered a yacht. Like, I think, like, let's not try to, like,
that's
that
quite
with
a way to slide backwards, isn't it?
let's just stay away from, like, methods of transportation. He sort of is at the top right now.
Yeah. I mean, unless you've got, like, a spaceship or a private jet, you need to chill on the...
Yeah.
So then so. Tasha is, like, you know, having fun flirty with the other boys from the charter. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so free. I can be myself. Do what I love most. Be me. Vibe.
Well, what if you text me that you miss me and you're going to kill yourself unless I text them back? Oh, God, this feels good.
I love to party. So, I ordered everyone some, they're called the Purple Zebra Cook. It's Medora and Creme de Menthe.
If everyone checks your phone, you might see that I've just texted you all saying I'm very, very busy. God, this is fun.
Does anyone want to take a course?
So then Kyle, like, back to Kyle, he's like, I just want to take you to places that you've never been before. I'm like, like, Kyle, you're a stew right now. Like, what do you like? I'm just like, he's acting like he's got like a private helicopter and everything. So
Frank's like, that's what I want to see stuff. Like, did you know that in Iceland, they think ketchup is tomato sauce?
I didn't actually. What are you, Prince fucking Charming? I'm like, go get on my dick right now.
So then they're like all outside, and Kyle's, they're like sort of like winding down their night, and Kyle's kind of like resting his head on Frank's chest, and he's like, oh my God, this is like so comfortable. It's like all I wanted right here. And Frank is like, oh, you're not getting the meat pillow. Hold on. I don't have gay wit, but I do have, I can't actually finish the sentence because it would actually show actually some signs of wit, so I'm just gonna put your head on my meat pillow chests.
Don't worry, it looks like we're hugging right now, but really we're sword fighting.
So then meanwhile, Storm and Natalia are flirting, and he's like, you know what I'd love to do right now? Eat some toast. She's like, we can have some Vegemite toast in the mister. So they leave, and in the van, she's like biting his legs and stuff, and he's rubbing her legs. And he's like, she's a fierce little lady, and I love her a lot. So then we see everybody parting.
I do kind of wish our flirting did not culminate in Vegemite, but I suppose I'd be down for just more of those Cadbury lady fingers, but that's fine.
So then we see everybody partying, and back at the boat, the chef is sleeping. So then it's time to leave the club, and Frank and Kyle are hugging, and they do that like weird avoiding a kiss thing. And Frank's like, are we going to just save the kiss for the first date? I like that. And Kyle's like, yeah. And then he kisses his neck. They almost kiss, but then they stop again.
Yeah, Frank's like, save it. Save it, save it. Which I thought was actually odd. So then they hug, and then
I think it's because he smells like blood. Like, his mouth is open sorry, you know? Like, you can't just start making out. I don't know if anybody's had their wisdom teeth pulled or a couple of teeth pulled, but that's not like a next day you jump right back on the dick kind of a procedure, you know?
So then Kyle goes over to the van. He makes a little heart gesture with his hands, and then he's like, talking to us, and his eyes are just like all glassy, like he's crying, and he's like, oh, I've waited a long time to have a moment like this, Kelly Clarkson, and you don't know what's going to happen in the future, especially with Frank and I, and you don't want to be away from someone who makes you feel so good. And so
they look back from the van, and Frank's friends are all hugging him like, oh, Frank. So Kyle yells up, Frank, oh, I love you, Frank. And then he jumps out of the van, and Frank and Kyle run at each other, and all the girls start screaming while they kiss.
I mean, it's like a legitimately romantic moment. Like, as much as like I have been making fun of Kyle for just being so like blatant and unprofessional, and also like attributing so much meaning to this like 12-hour romance, It is a really, I mean, they're running to each other in the middle of the street in the middle of Malta. That is romantic, but it's also like, what am I watching right now? This is crazy. He was your employee 6 hours ago.
But I love at the beginning when you're like, yeah, I mean, they did stop traffic. It's like one broke down little minivan just kind of waiting enough. Behind them.
Listen, if I'm in that minivan, that is enough. I'm like, who are these gays kissing in the street? Go to a back alley like every other one.
And then they cut to some other fireworks from some other episode, but it was still really cute. I thought it was such a cute episode. I loved it.
I thought it was hilarious. And I don't know if I thought it was cute, but I thought it was definitely hilarious. And I, just from the pirate ship to the flirting, I was just like, oh my God, this is just a disaster. But it was great. I mean, I love this season of Med. It's like, I feel like we went through like last season was kind of dull, and the season before that was, well, there was all the Hannah stuff. And then, you know, after Hannah left, it kind of got pretty dull. So to me, I feel like Below Deck Meta is like back in fine form.
Well, it sure looks good. Cause they had a coming this season, preview, and it looked really good. So we'll see, everybody. But thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back later this week with Real Girlfriends in Paris premiere episode, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and that other one, Southern Charm. So we'll be back soon. Go check out Winter is Crappening, our Game of Thrones House of the Dragon podcast. And I think that's it.
That's it. Talk to you all later.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.